Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perek Dal in Mishnah Yud Beis and Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeh Cherfan, and Ruzivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah begins similar to that one. Hamatar Yenishal Avik Chavim, one who's being matar the wine of the Avik Chavim, V'Nosav Rishusai, and he puts it into his Rishos. Remember, this is when the non-Jew had hired the Yid to make his wine for him so they could be kosher and sell it on the Jewish market. And so after the Yid made this kosher wine, he put all the barrels into the non-Jew's Rishos. And we had said the wine's only permitted if it's located in a place that's open to the Rishos Rabbim and there's Yidden living in the town, and it's only then that the non-Jew is afraid to touch the wine because he's afraid he's going to be caught by the Yidden and then they're not going to buy his wine anymore. Now we add another layer onto this. The non-Jew writes a note to the Yid, I received money from you, mutter. So then the wine is mutter, because only in this situation where the house is open to the Rishos Rabbim and there's Yidden there and the Yid has a note that he paid for the wine, so that means that he could come anytime he wants to take it, then it's mutter, because we know that the non-Jew is afraid to touch it because he might be caught, and then again, he's not going to be able to sell his wine. However, if the Yid would want to take the wine out, and the non-Jew isn't going to allow him until he pays for it, this was actually a story in a place called Beishan, and the Chum asered the wine, because in this case, it's similar to what we had in a previous Mishnah, where the Yid owed money to the guy, and he was going to pay it up with wine, so the guy feels like that wine is already considered his, and therefore the wine is usher, because we suspect that the guy touched it. And it's the same thing over here. Even though the Yid made the wine bekashrus, and the whole idea was to sell it in the kosher market, and that's why he was hired to do so in the first place. Since at the end of the day, the Yid didn't pay for the wine, and in order to get it, he has to pay for it, the guy thinks that it's considered his wine, and therefore he will touch it, and therefore it's considered stam yinam, and you're not allowed to have it. It's usher. Moving on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph, Hasrechas Apayel Lasus Ima B'Yayin Nesech, a non-Jew hires a Jewish worker to do work with him with Yayin Nesech. They're doing a whole bunch of wine stuff in the winery, and again, it's not kosher wine. Schari Usser, that schar, that payment is Usser. And we already mentioned this in the previous parak, that schar from Isuri Hanah, specifically with wine over here, is Usser. Therefore, any payment he's receiving from the non-Jew for helping him work with the wine is totally Usser. However, Schari Lasses Ima Melacha Acheres, let's say he hired him to do a different job. Afal Pisha Amar Loi, even though he told him, Haver Lichavish Shal Yai Nesach Makal Makaim, bring a barrel of Yai Nesach for me from one place to another, Schari Mutter, that schar is Mutter. For example, the guy hired the Yid to move 100 barrels, 99 of them were oil, and one of them was wine. So if he told him, I'm paying you one coin per barrel, so the fact that he ended up bringing a barrel of Yai Nesech doesn't asr the schar of the other 99 barrels, because he's receiving separate schar for each and every barrel. Therefore, 99 coins he could keep, and one of those coins he has to throw into the Yamamelch and get rid of, because that's asr due to the fact that it was for Yai Nesech. However, if the guy told him, I want you to move 100 barrels and I'm paying you 100 coins, he didn't say one coin per barrel, you're getting one lump sum of 100 coins because you're moving 100 barrels. So then, even though only one of the barrels was the Yai Nesach, all of the schar is usher, because the entire schar is all in one sum, it's all lumped together, and so therefore all of it becomes usher because of the Yai Nesach schar. Similarly says the Mishnah, if a non-Jew rents a donkey from a Yid with the express purpose of using it to transport Yai Nesach, schar usher, that rental fee is usher because it's for Yai Nesach. Whereas schar leshiv aleha, if the non-Jew just rented out the donkey to ride on it, it's like the car rental of back in the day, he needed to get from place A to place B, so he rented the Yid's donkey. Even though the non-Jew ended up putting his flask of non-kosher wine on it, schar mutter, that schar for the donkey is permitted because he was renting it to transport himself, not his wine. He brought his wine along with him, no big deal. That doesn't asr the schar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah, Mishnah, Beis, and Gimel, continue to discuss Yai Nesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.